All right. So today I want to talk about one of my favorite topics. I talk about it a lot, but it's spiritual weapons, because I think that a lot of Christians are not fully aware of the concept that we are in a spiritual battle. And the only way to defeat the enemy is to fight in the spirit, because it's in the spiritual where the fight actually is happening, where the war is at. Here on earth is the physical manifestations, but it starts in the spiritual realm. So I want to give you guys three facts when it comes to spiritual warfare. Fact number one, we have a real enemy, and that enemy wants to devour us. In 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, keep watch. Your adversary, the devil, is walking around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. So if we look at the word adversary, it's an opponent, enemy, Satan, attacker, resister, hater. Literally, Satan's our number one hater, okay? Y'all think we got haters in the physical? No, it's Satan. Satan is our real hater. And then if you look at devour, it means destroy, consume, to injure beyond repair or renewal, to put an end, to kill, so on and so forth. So it's not good, right? It's not looking too good for us at first. That is the bad news. But if we look into fact number two, is if we do not resist him, he will devour us. It's not a matter of if, it's he will, if we don't resist him. And so if you look at James 4:7, so give yourselves completely submit to God. Give yourself completely, which means submit to God. Stand against, which is resist, the devil, and the devil will flee from you. So we cannot resist him if we're not submitted. If we are out here submitted to Satan, then of course he's going to devour us and use us and abuse us. But if we're submitted to God, then we have the authority, the ability to move forward with fact number three, which is God has provided us spiritual weapons that we can use against the enemy. Ephesians 6:11, use all the armor and weaponry that God provides so that you will be able to stand against the deceptive tactics of the adversary. So we can't do it on our own strength. And the faster we can understand that and not rely on our own strength is we can really step in fully into the war and really standing in that authority. So 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 through 5, one of my favorite verses, we are human, but we do not wage as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture the rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey God. So I've been learning this a lot more, is that the main battle is the battle of the mind, because in our mind, that is where the lies are coming from, our human reasoning, false arguments or thoughts that are coming from pride or that rebellious spirit within us, that sinful nature. So that is the war that we're fighting. It starts in our mind. I'm going to give you guys five spiritual weapons that God has blessed us with and has given us the ability to stand in authority with if we're submitted to him. So weapon number one is the word of God. Okay, so another word for the word of God is the sword of the spirit. The Bible is literally our sword. So Jesus, when he was being tempted by Satan, he defeated Satan by repeating scripture back to Satan. Satan tried to manipulate scripture, to twist it, all the things, but nope. The word says, scripture says, right? And so that is number one. That is our weapon. And also when we're able to memorize scripture or have the scripture in our back pocket, whenever the lies do come up, whenever we do begin to have that battlefield war in our thoughts, we can now speak the scripture out and rebuke it. And also the way you could tell and discern, okay, is this the devil or is it God, is you know scripture, so you know God's characteristics. You know how God sees you. You know your promises. You know your inheritance when you're saved. So whenever the devil tries to say anything else, you can look at it side by side and be like, that's not the word of God. So I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, because that's not what scripture says. One of the most powerful things you could do is read the Bible and declare scripture over you, declare scripture over your children, declare scripture over your business, your family, whatever it is. That's what's going to fill us with the strength and the confidence and really kind of have us walking a little different, because when we know the truth will set you free from the lies of the enemy. Weapon number two is our mouth and our words. So whatever we're speaking, the power of our tongue, it can either speak life or it can speak death. And it's up to us to control that tongue and declare blessings over us, declare the word over us, declare what things aren't as if they were, because they will be established in my life. Mark 11:23, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, which is in God's unlimited power, but believes what he says is going to take place, it will be done for him in accordance to God's will. So declaring things, not because you're manifesting it or you're declaring it and you have the power. It's in God's power. It's because of who God is and what God has given to me and the authority he has given me. So it's not on my power or my will. It's God's will. Our words literally determine the quality of our life. If you're going around just speaking negative, poor me mindset, just negative Nancy, of course that's just going to continue to be your life. Not because that's what God wants for you, but you're giving the Satan a foothold. You're coming to agreement with Satan's will. And so you cannot be doing that. We gotta be careful and become more self-aware of what you're saying, what you're thinking, but most importantly, what you're saying, what you're declaring, what you're speaking over yourself, your business, your family, and your future. Weapon number three is one of my favorite ones, which is the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is above every single name here on earth and in heaven. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. We have the ability to cast out demons in the name of Jesus. We can bind and loose curses in the name of Jesus. We can declare things as they were, even if they're not, because they will be established in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus covers us and gives us that protection, gives us that anointing, gives us our provision. So the name of Jesus, weapon number three. In John 14:13, you can ask for anything in my name and I will do it, so the Son can bring glory to the Father. Okay. Weapon number four is praying. Ephesians 6:18, pray in the Spirit at all times. Pray with all kinds of prayers and ask for everything you need. To do this, you must always be ready. Never give up. Always pray for all of God's people. We literally have access to heaven when we pray. God does everything through prayer. That is our communication with heaven, with God, is when we pray, when we ask God for provision, when we ask God for strength, for confidence, to remove anxiety, to remove fear. That is when he's able to step in. Because God is a gentleman. The Holy Spirit wants to help us, but he is a gentleman. So he's going to wait until we call out to him, until we seek him, until we reach out to him. Because then he will extend his hand and he will bless it, because he's willing. He has compassion for us and wants to do that for us. Jesus did spiritual warfare by constantly going into prayer. You see time and time again in scripture where he removes himself from being with his disciples, removes himself from being in ministry, and he goes and speaks to the Father. So if Jesus had to do that, and he did that constantly throughout his ministry, what makes you think we do not have to? We do. That is where we pull our confidence and our strength, and we're able to have that. You know, again, you walk a little different, you talk a little different when you have that communication with the creator of the universe. Weapon number five is praise and thanksgiving. I love praise and thanksgiving because we create the atmosphere, a heavenly atmosphere, where demons, the darkness, literally cannot stand it. They flee because they're losers and they can't be in in praise for Jesus, in the when people are praising and worshiping and shouting and exalting the name of Jesus, they literally tremble and they have to go. And so even when you're in the battle, when you're going through it, you give them that worship, you give them that praise. I'm telling you, something in you will shift when you take the focus off you and you give it back to God, and you're like, wow, like God starts to just move in your heart and starts to release anything that's not for you. I'll close it with this. I remember one time I walked into church, and maybe like 2 hours before stepping into the church, I was on the floor face down in my room. I was being attacked. When I tell you, I randomly got like super oppressed and depressed, and just I couldn't even move. It was crazy. I was like, no, I'm going to go to church. And it was a Saturday. I remember it was a Saturday evening service. And I go, and I was walking in, and I felt so heavy and just like you don't need to be here. Like, why are you here? Just complete lies from the darkness. And I still remember exactly where I was standing and where I was sitting at. And I got up and I started praising and worshiping. When they began singing and turning on that music, I just started praising and praising and praising. I had to force myself. But then all of a sudden, I wept, and I was just in complete wow, in full surrender again. And the darkness literally just, it just left me, because it cannot stand. Demons cannot stand the name of Jesus. So when we're singing and praising and calling out to him and just giving him all the glory, oh man, the demons flee. So Ephesians 6:12, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, the rulers, and the dark kingdom in the heavenly realm. So we gotta remember that whenever we are being faced with anything. I mean, sometimes it's trials, tribulations, challenges, tests. Okay. And again, we can still use all our weapons through that. But when we're over here being oppressed and depressed and anxious and fearful and being tempted, whatever, all that, those things are not of God. A lot of that is just straight demonic. It's straight dark kingdom. And so you do not need to submit to that. Remember, we're submitted to Jesus. If we're submitted to God, we have authority to use these weapons. And so use them because you have authority. And last thing is Ephesians 6:11 is put on the full armor of God so that you can take stand against the devil's schemes. Because it doesn't say if you will have to be against, no, you will go through it. And so just understanding that you're going to go through it, but knowing that you can stand firm when you put on your full armor. And we'll talk about the full armor another time, because that's a lot. It's a whole nother thing, but it goes hand in hand.